682 Lafayette, Louisiana, 70596. God bless you.
The Unstoppable Wade. Unstoppable Wade.
Excuse me, miss. Who does your hair?
Transformations.
Transformations? Yes. Is Transformations your stylist name?
Transformations Hair Studio is the name of the salon. Tanya is the transformer. Transformations offers an array of services from customized hair coloring, waxing, eyelash extensions, bondless, braidless, sew-ins, traditional install with or without closure or frontal, and she supplies the hair. Silk presses that last up to 2 months. Braiding, scalp only, wig install, quick weaves, relaxers.
Relaxers?
Baby, natural isn't for everyone. Thank God for choices. She also does curls.
Curls?
Yes, ma'am. They still exist. I even enjoy Wi-Fi while I'm waiting.
I think I'll give her a try. What's her number?
Transformations Hair Studio, located at 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655.
Transformation Hair Studios is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Get ready for something new. Introducing Uncle Ugg.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I gotta work.
Uncle Ugg with his brand new EP, I Gotta Work.
I gotta work.
Uncle Ugg, party with me.
We gonna party tonight.
You can leave.
Took everything.
Two step.
See, I step over here, I step over there. Everybody doing a two step everywhere.
For promo and bookings, 318-322-0683. Also 318-581-0560. Or UncleUgBooking@gmail.com. Uncle Ugg, the brand new EP, I Gotta Work. Uncle Ugg.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Up Minute. I'm curious how your needs are being met. Some people have a difficult time feeling like God is meeting their needs, which of course makes it difficult to feel any amount of hope. This makes me think about the Lord's Prayer, which Jesus taught us to be a guide for how we should pray. Theologian Martin Luther said, "When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we ask God to give us this day our daily bread, and He does give us our daily bread. He does it by means of the farmer who planted and harvested the grain, the baker who made the flour into bread, the person who prepared our meal." It may not appear that God is meeting your present needs, but God is providing for us through the work that He calls each of us to do. We are all in this together. Knowing that, it makes it easier to see when hope is showing up. More hope can be found at livehopenow.com. I'm Mark Smeeby with this Live Hope Now.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, today is Thursday. It's the 23rd of January, 2020. And we want to say happy birthday to these fine people who are celebrating today as their birthday. We're going to start with my friend, Valerie D. Malma. Valerie lives in Houston these days. Happy birthday to Valerie D. Malma on your Thursday birthday. We want to say happy birthday to Miss Ann Powell. Now, Miss Ann Powell is celebrating her 78th birthday today. What a blessing that is. As a matter of fact, last week we had Ann Powell's name on the birthday list, and I spoke with her, and she said that that was not her birthday, but today really is. You know, sometimes there are people with several different birthdays here on Facebook. Miss Ann Powell's day is today. We want to say happy birthday to her. Tiffany Sweetness Henderson. Hey, Tiffany. Good morning and happy 46th birthday to you. Tiffany Sweetness Henderson on the birthday list this morning. We got Brother Tremaine Givens. He goes by several different names. Tremaine Jarrell Givens. Happy birthday. He's 52 years young and he's celebrating today. Happy birthday to you, Tremaine. Mel Johnson. Celebrating 66 years. Happy birthday to Mel Johnson on this Thursday morning. We've got Irwin F. Sias on the birthday list today. Celebrating 52 candles on that cake. Irwin F. Sias, good morning and happy birthday to you. Monica Johnson is celebrating her birthday. And Monica is grabbing donations for heroes. It's a nonprofit organization, and we want to say happy birthday to Monica Johnson on this Thursday morning. Also celebrating a birthday this morning is Marche Garland. Good morning to you, Marche, and happy birthday to you. Marche Garland on the birthday list. It's Deidre Johnson's 53rd birthday this morning. We want to say happy birthday to you, Deidre Johnson, on your birthday. The Reverend John L. Jones celebrating his 63rd birthday. What's up, bro? Happy birthday. Reverend John L. Jones, who celebrates this Thursday as his birthday. Happy 58th birthday. What a blessing for Miss Liza Joseph. Liza Joseph is on the birthday list. Let's say happy birthday to Liza. Billy Tanner is 37 years young today. Happy birthday to you, Billy Tanner. What's going on, my friend? Happy birthday to you. Miss Lakia Bird. Hey, Lakia. Good morning. Happy Thursday birthday to you, Lakia Bird. She's on the birthday list this morning. So is Jasmine Castillo. Jasmine Castillo celebrates 44 years today. Good morning and happy birthday to you. Look who's celebrating their 50th birthday. It's Shanitha Norris. Good morning to Shanitha Norris. Happy birthday to you, Shanitha Norris. And to all of our birthday people, we want to wish you a very happy birthday and many, many more to come.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And of course, if you see any of our birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. We've been talking about some ways to make Christianity more of a community and not like a clique. And here's another way. You have to deal with your people-pleasing tendencies if you have them. And at some level, we all deal with an uneasiness of being fully ourselves. We look to others sometimes to make us feel less alone and a part of something. By pleasing people, we miss out on the beauty of who we truly are, as defined and loved by God, and how God wants to use us the way He's created us, even in our weaknesses. Our people-pleasing tendencies move us and make us focus on gaining value from others, which deters us from resting in our value from God. We may feel more important by being accepted by certain people. People-pleasing fuels idolization of leaders and achievements. We can see that even today. God wants us to find our value in Him, to live fully as the person He's designed us to be, and experience more of Him in the process. And when we focus on people-pleasing, we're not focused on Christ. It sends the wrong message. It sends the message that some people aren't as important as others, and that others are more important than God. And we don't want to do that, right? Right. Hey, listen, it's been an honor, pleasure, and privilege to bring you the show today, and I hope that you enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed bringing it to you. I really enjoyed putting it together. Thank you so much for being a part of the Ham Camp. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. Until we meet again, preferably tomorrow morning, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
WKAYT is a community-oriented radio station. The studio and offices are located in the Trotters Building, 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113 and 114. The station broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with gospel and Zydeco, blues, old school, and R&B. KAYT is 70,000 watts with the latest state-of-the-art digital technology for our on-air sound. Our broadcast coverage area consists of 35 parishes in Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. KAYT-FM.
You're making me a fighter, fighter. You're taking me higher, higher. You're giving me the strength I need to believe. Life is worth living because you love me. So many people up ahead of me. Feels like I'll never see the finish line. I hear the voices of the enemy telling me I'll never see the other side. But it's not what they say. It's not what I think that defines who I am. I need your words. I need your words to remind me. I still know who I'm meant to be. I can overcome anything, cause your spirit is alive in me. Only your words can define who I am. I need your words, I need your words to remind me again. You're making me a
I've seen get caught.